నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం సైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీ వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీరే. నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా. భగవతి ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్ఠికీ. తస్మాన్ నరో అసంగా సుసంగా జాత. తస్మాన్ నరో అసంగ సుసంగ జాత. తస్మాన్ నరో సంగ సుసంగ జాత. జ్ఞానాశినైవ బిభృన్న మోహ. జ్ఞానాశినైవ బిభృక్న మోహ. హరిం తద్ ఇహ కథనాశ్రుతాభ్యాం. హరిం తద్ ఇహ కథనాశ్రుతాభ్యాం. లబ్ధ స్మృతిర్యాతి అతిపారం అధ్వనః. లబ్ధ స్మృతిర్జాత్యతిపారం అధ్వనః. తస్మాన్ నరో సంగ సుసంగ జాత. జ్ఞానాశినైవ బిభృక్న మోహ. హరిం తత్ ఇహ కథన శ్రుతాభ్యాం. లబ్ధ స్మృతిర్యాతి అతిపారం అధ్వనః. ప్రెసెంట్ కథనాశ్రుతాభ్యాం. లబ్ధ స్మృతిర్యాత్యతిపారం అధ్వనః. మాతాజీ, వర్డ్ ఫర్ వర్డ్ మీనింగ్. తస్మాత్ ఫర్ దిస్ రీజన్ నరః ఎవ్రీ పర్సన్ అసంగా by detachment from the association of worldly people, susanga by the association of devotees, jata produced, jnana asina by the sword of knowledge, iha in this material world, eva even vibrukna moha whose illusion is completely cut to pieces. Harim, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Tadiha, of his activities. Kathana Srutabhyam, by the two processes of hearing and chanting. Kathana Srutabhyam, by the two, Labdha Smritihi, the lost consciousness is regained. Yati achieves. Atiparam, the ultimate end. Adhvanaha, of the path back to Godhead. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Simply by associating with exalted devotees, anyone can attain perfection of knowledge, and with the sword of knowledge can cut to pieces the illusory association within this material world. Through the association of devotees, one can engage in the service of the Lord by hearing and chanting Sravanam Kirtanam. Thus one can revive his dormant Krishna consciousness, and sticking to the cultivation of Krishna consciousness, return home back to Godhead even in this life. Please repeat responsibly. Simply by associating with exalted devotees, anyone can attain perfection of knowledge, and with the sword of knowledge can cut to pieces the illusory association within this material world. Through the association of devotees, one can engage in the service of the Lord by hearing and chanting Sravanam Kirtanam. Thus one can revive his dormant Krishna consciousness, and sticking to the cultivation of Krishna consciousness, return home back to Godhead even in this life. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Very short purport. To become liberated from material bondage, one must give up the association of worldly people and accept the association of devotees. Positive and negative processes are mentioned in this regard. Through the association of devotees, one develops Krishna consciousness, which is dormant within. This Krishna consciousness movement is giving this chance to everyone. We are giving shelter to everyone who is serious about progressing in Krishna consciousness. We arrange for their lodging and board so that they can peacefully cultivate Krishna consciousness and return home back to Godhead even in this life. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 5th canto, 12th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Conversation Between Maharaj Rahugana and Jadabharata. Sri Sri Radha Rasbihari Ladai Sasakhi Vrindaki Giridhaj Govardhanaki Nitai Gaur Chandraki Jai Sitaram Lakshan Bhaktanamanaki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakhirun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namam Mukam Karati Vachalam Pangum Langayate Giri Jatkrupatamaham Bande Sri Guru Dinatarine Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesa Sunnavadi Pasatya Desatarine Vanchakalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gauru Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Before speaking such an exalted topic like Srimad Bhagavatam, I will beg the mercy of all the Vaishnavas, especially Maharaj, and all assembled Vaishnavas, please bless me, by which I can speak something which I have heard from devotees, and it will be benefit for me, for my purification of heart, and for service of the Vaishnavas, for the pleasure of the Vaishnavas. Hare Krishna. So, in this purport, actually Prabhupada stressed about Sadhu Sangha, association with devotees. So much stressing his point, Srila Prabhupada is giving in this purport. So we'll discuss about that Sadhu Sangha. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is mentioned in Madhya Lila that Krishna Bhakti Janma Mula Hai Sadhu Sangha. Krishna Prema Janme Tohe Punaha Mukhyanga. That this Sadhu Sangha is the birthplace of Bhakti. Only Sadhu Sangha is the cause. There is no other cause. For that cause, the second line it is mentioned, Krishna Prema Janme. Even one get the Krishna Prema, that stage also he have to do Sadhu Sangha. Up to the last limit, he have to do Sadhu Sangha. So Sadhu Sangha is so important. There is a very wonderful quotation by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur that one can't go back to Godhead by chanting lakhs of rounds without association of devotees. Unless until one associated with devotees, one be in Sadhu Sangha and do bhajan, it is not possible. So main substance is Sadhu Sangha. There is a very wonderful story in this regard. So once in the early days of ISKCON, in Mayapur festival, starting behind that time, the first Mayapur festival, one devotee came from the western, like not America, from one place, I don't remember the place, and he approached Prabhupada, and he requested Prabhupada, Prabhupada, I don't want to do any service, I want to chant, only I want to chant. Prabhupada told him, see, chanting, you know, like Haridas Thakur, it is not possible for a conditioned soul. Because Prabhupada knows what stage we are being in, Prabhupada knows, because he is the pure devotee of Lord. We don't know. Sometimes we think, well, I will go to Vrindavan and chant so many rounds only, nothing else. Prabhupada told him, no, you can't chant. Then he, you know, actually insisted Prabhupada, I want to do. Then Prabhupada told, okay, you do. Then he make a place in the banana garden, in the back side of our temple, and he was chanting there. Whole day he was chanting, and it is continued. Actually some devotees, they used to go and see what he is doing. Actually he was chanting. So after 2-3 months, they saw actually that devotee disappeared from Mayapur. Then all the devotees, they are talking, what happened to him, Tara. Then, you know, after maybe 1 year after, one devotee, when he in America, he went to one petrol pump with his car to filling gas. He saw that devotee, he's in karmi dress and filling the gas in car. So he became astonished. Then he approached him and what happened to you? You were chanting there so many rounds, and what you are doing now? Then the devotee gave so many explanations, this, that, my family, this, that. Then he asked, okay, no problem. Now how many rounds you are chanting now? Now Prabhuji, I am sorry, I am not getting any time to chant. I am so busy in this. So, he actually disregarded the Prabhupada's instruction. And so without association of devotees, it is not possible to, you know, continue this devotional service. There is a very wonderful story on this regard in Sri Sampradaya, that Mahapurna and Kanchipurna story. Once this Kanchipurna, he is a very great devotee of Lord, Bharadraj Kanchipuram. And he was, you know, you know maybe this story, but I will narrate because it is related to this. Very wonderful story. How association of devotees, association means taking, like serving the devotees. There are like different meanings. Association of devotees, you can serve the devotees, you can take his instruction, you can serve him by bani, by bapu, by words, by, you know, massaging him. So many things are there. So how that devotees, how without association of devotees, Bharadraj actually denied him his Kanchipurna. He was fanning the Lord. In summer days, there, you know, like so much hot. So he used to dip the chamara in the water and then fanning the Lord. And the Lord actually used to talk with him. Such a great devotee, exalted devotees. So, and one devotee was there, he was a born in like Sudra family, very lower caste. That time actually caste system was very, you know, prominent. Those who are in born of low caste, the higher caste people, they don't like them. So this Sudra devotee, he's a devotee, and very simple hearted, humble, he approached Kanchipurna and asked him, Prabhuji, when I will go back to Godhead? Can you ask this question to your Lord, Bharadraj? Then Kanchipurna told, okay, no problem, I will ask. Then that day when he was finding the Lord, he asked, oh my Lord, when that devotee, he will go back to Godhead, he will return to your planet. Then Bharadraj told, okay, yeah, in this life he can come to my planet because he is very attached to you. Then he came and told that devotee that in this life you are going to back to. And he became a little happy. And then next day, this Kanchipurna, you know, he actually, he was thinking, he has a question to ask Bharadraj. Then when he was planning, he is thinking to ask, but he was, you know, trying to ask, but he can't, you know, it is not possible for him. Then somehow or other he asked the question, my Lord, when I will return to your planet, when it will be possible that? Then Bharadraj told, Lord Bharadraj told, I don't know when you are coming back to my planet. He told that, Je jathamam prapadyante tangs tasteva bhajamyam. That you want to talk with me, I am talking. You want to serve me, I am taking your service. But coming to my planet, I don't know. And then, because he told the cause that you have to associate with sadhus, you have to serve a sadhu. You are not doing that. For that cause, I don't know when you are coming back. Then that moment only, he put down the pen and, you know, traversed all the way to Sri Rangam, where there is a devotee, very wonderful devotee. His name is Mahapurna. He was the, like, the spiritual master of Ramanujacharya. Later he became. Then he actually disguised himself in a cowherd boy, you know, putting aside all his devotee dress. And he himself like cowherd boys, because he knows that some cows are there in Mahapurna's house. Then he went, he approached to him. Actually Mahapurna did not recognize him. He knew actually, because they are in the same, contemporary devotees that time. So then he approached him and told that, I want to, you know, take care of your all cows. Into, he told, okay, you can take care, no problem. Then he was taking care of the cows. Always he used to take the cows to the grazing field and washing the cow dung, taking care, you know, putting water and make them bath the cows. In this way he was taking so much care, you know, like hard labor he was doing. And he's not asking anything, any money, nothing. Anything he is giving for, you know, eating and for wearing, he is just accepting. He is not like complaining. Then Mahapurna became very, you know, pleased. He used to call him, my boy, come and take this prasad, this, that, you know, very lovingly. Then one day what happened, when he was in the grazing field, he was, you know, making the cow to graze. That time the great storm came, so much rain and so much wind, and there was no chance to, you know, like, not soaking. He actually soaked. All his dress soaked, and so much, you know, like, darkness. Somehow or other he came back to the home, the little cottage he was staying outside of Mahapurna's, you know, like, home. So he, somehow or other he came, and it was night, 12 o'clock, very late, due to this rain storm, and he does not have any cloth to wear. All cloths are soaked. Then he had that devotee cloth, the old. In that night he thought that no one will see this. Then he just wear that and putting tilak and chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. And in night Mahapurna was thinking, Hare, this great storm came, And you know, he has very like one pair, maybe one cloth, maybe two cloths, but it is very run, maybe nothing is there left, you know, to wear. So I should give something, because he is my boy, my, you know, loving boy. Then in that night he came, and he saw through the window. He, you know, become, you know, like disturbed. What he is seeing, the great Kanchipurna is sitting there and chanting. Then he went inside and talked, "Are you, why you are here? You are serving all the, you are to my cows and to me, that I don't recognize him. I recognized you, so I am very sorry, you know. I should, you know, serve you. Why you serve me?" In this way he was, you know, offering obeisances to him, and he is also offering obeisances to Kanchipurna. Like this, you know, they are, you know, and they are embraced each other, and with, you know, tears of love, they are, you know, like crying both. And then after that, Kanchipurna returned. Again, started fanning the Lord. Then asked, "My Lord, when I am, now I will return back to God." And the Lord says, "Yeah, in this life we will come to back to God." So this is the power of sadhasanga. Without the mercy of a pure devotee, mahiyasam rajo padavishekam, Jadavarata. You know, he has instructed Raja. But without smearing the dust of a pure devotee, is not possible to get prema, to get, you know, go back to God. So it is very important. Actually, there are three things. It is like independent. One is bhakta, another is bhagavan, another is bhakti. These three things are totally independent. They are not depending on anything. And amongst them, devotee is parama svatantra. He is, you know, like extreme independent, we can say. Without the sanction of a devotee, one can't get Krishna them. Just like we can take an example, just like a, you know, bank is there, cashier is sitting there, and you are having a check. But in check, there is no sign of the check holder. Who has given the check, he does not have the sign there. Then if he'll go and approach the cashier, he'll not give you money. Because you are not sanctioned by the, you know, owner of the check. In this way, without the sanction of a devotee, it is totally impossible to get the bhakti of the Lord. So, what is the cause that, you know, only by sadhusanga we can get Krishna Prem? What is the real cause behind it? Because actually Lord, he is very dear to his devotees. Devotees are very dear to the Lord because of their qualities. In this regard, when this Durvasa Muni, he was just, you know, offended Raja Ambarish, and he was going around the world, whole world. Then he went and reached the planet of Lord Narayana. That time the Sudarshan Chakra was behind, you know. That time Lord Narayana told him, a very wonderful verse, that Aham Bhakta Paradhino, He Satantra Iva Dija. Sadhavi grasta hridaya bhakteir bhakta janapriya. He is saying, Aham bhakta paradhina. I am totally dependent on my devotees. I don't have any power to stop this Sudarshan Chakra. You have to go to that devotee, to King Ambarish, and you have to, you know, beg forgiveness. Then you can be free from this thing. There is no other. I can't stop the Sudarshan Chakra. Again in Narada Pancharatra, very wonderful verse is there. Bhakta pranahi krishnasya, krishna pranahi vaishnavaha, dhyante vaishnavaha krishnam, krishnasya vaishnavam tatha. Bhakta pranahi krishnasya. The life of Krishna is bhakta. You know, life. Life is the, you know, some instance of our, you know, like human body. And Krishna is telling that life is my devotees. Krishna pranahi Vaishnava. And the prana of Vaishnava is Krishna. The life air of Vaishnava is bhakta, is also Krishna. Dhyante Vaishnavam Krishna. The devotees, they always meditate on Krishna. And Krishnasya Vaishnavam Tatha. Krishna also always meditate on Krishna, all on the devotees. So this is the like transaction, the you know, like loving reciprocation with the devotee and the Lord. For that cause, the Vaishnava Parad is the greatest offense. Because bhaktas are so much dear. And, you know, to dear and loving one, if we'll do something, you know, just like a father, mother, his small child is there. If we'll do something wrong to the child, the father, you know, he may be a very, you know, peaceful, humble person. He will become like fire. For that cause, to offend a Vaishnava, we should be very careful for this. Not. So, the why devotee is very dear to the Lord? Because of the qualities. Nothing else. The qualities, a devotee, you know, adorned himself. He has the qualities, the transcendental qualities. For that cause, the Lord is very dear. You know, Lord is very like his devotees. When this Kapila Muni, he is instructing his mother about devotional service that time, he has told a very wonderful verse. Tatitiksyavah karunikah surhuda sarvadehi nam ajata satravah santa sadhava sadhuvusana. The sadhus, the devotees are, you know, they are adorned with these qualities. There are 26 qualities and some qualities he mentioned there. The first quality is saying titiksyavah. Titiksyavah means tolerance. He's, you know, like so much tolerate all this, so many aspects are there, tolerating aspects are there. Everything a devotee can, he is to tolerate. There is a very wonderful, you know, like quotation, His Holiness Guru Govind Maharaj, that for a tolerable person, there is nothing intolerable in this world. If one become tolerable, there is nothing intolerable. One can say that, oh, this much I can tolerate, that much I can't. If you are, you know, like tolerate, you know, tolerable person, then you can tolerate everything. You can take the example of like Jesus Christ. In the purport, Prabhupada is mentioning some example. He was telling about Jesus Christ, how much he tolerated. You know, they beaten him, they crucified him. And last moment he was praying that, oh my Lord, they don't know what they are doing. Please forgive them. This is the tolerance. This is the, you know, like extreme limit a devotee can tolerate. That quality is there. So, and again Srila Prabhupada is mentioning the example of Haridas Thakur. He was canned in 22 marketplaces. He was also, you know, like praying the Lord, please, you know, forgive them. So this tolerance and the forgiveness, they are actually like two sides of a coin. You can't separate. If you are forgiving, then automatically you are tolerating those things. So they are very important aspects of a devotee's life. So devotee should endeavor all the qualities. How I can attain those qualities? He should always, you know, like try. He should pray the Lord. Engaging in devotional service, at the same time one should pray for these qualities. Because without these qualities, you know, some devotees, they have misconception that, oh, okay, I am doing some service and okay, I will continue all this. There is no need for these qualities. Once Srila Prabhupada told that unless you become a gentleman, don't think about to become a Vaishnava. So first one to become a, you know, gentleman. You have to behave in a gentle way. Whoever you are meeting, you know, preaching, and you are making live member, some, they are coming to inside. So you should behave in a gentle way. Maybe they are doing so many wrong things, but when they are, you know, coming in contact with the devotees, they should behave in a such a way. By that, Krishna will be attracted. So the qualities is the most important thing. And Prabhupada was mentioning about Nityananda Prabhu, how he was also this Jagai Madai, how he, you know, beaten him. So, and one wonderful, these are like, we can say it is 500, you know, like years before. But the example of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is there, you know, maybe for 100 years. You know, people, some people, they become like the Jati Gosamis, the caste Gosamis. They become so arrogant through Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. Actually, they bribed the police. That time, maybe some 50,000 rupees, if I am not wrong. They bribed police, 50,000 rupees to kill that man, to kill Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. They used to tell the police, please kill that man. 50,000 rupees. But the police, see, Paramatma is there. He told, no, no, actually he is a real sadhu. Will not kill him. We are taking bribe for all, you know, different people, but it is not. You take your 50,000, we don't want that. So you see, for that cause, you know, some devotees, disciples of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, they arranged bodyguard. He was always, when he was, you know, giving lectures, the bodyguard with his gun, he was standing. It is mentioned in Bhaktisiddhanta Bhai Bhava. So, Bhaktisiddhanta told, no, no, no record for this. The disciples, some senior, they told, no, 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 we want this because you are making so many points and people are disturbing. So this is the situation of a devotee. Because we are telling the real truth. Prabhupada used to say in lectures, you know, not even Prahlad Maharaj is 5 years old boy and his father became his enemy. Why? Because he preached about the Lord. So preaching about the Lord, so much hindrance will come, you know, so many things will come. So one should have tolerance. Without tolerating things, it is not possible to preach. And we are in a preaching moment. So always it will come. So you should be ready for that. You should not think, oh, we are in ISKCON, you know, very great movement, very, you know, like so much, like we have so much opulence, so all the people, they will respect us. No. So we have to tolerate those things. And in Bhagavatam also, the Ramtidev story is there. So much, you know, he has tolerated. When, you know, 48 days he fasted. Totally fast from even from water. And after 48 days when some prasadam made of ghee, and it is mentioned in 9th canto. You know? So actually Ramtidev is coming in the dynasty of Bharat Maharaj. Bharat Maharaj means not this Jada Bharat. He is coming in the line of Bharat Maharaj. Bharat Maharaj is the son of the Shakuntala's son. Dushmana's son. So 48 days he fasted. And after that, some prasadam came and he was just going to eat, and one Brahman came. And he told that, I am totally hungry. Please feed me something. Please give me some to eat. Then he, half of the prasadam he gave to that Brahman. The Brahman satisfied, he went away. Then he just, next moment he was just going to eat again, one Shudra came. Then he told, I am also hungry. Please give me something. Then Ramtidev, again he parted some of his prasadam and gave him. And after some time he was again going to eat, one man came with some like dogs. And he was telling that, my dogs are, you know, hungry, I am hungry, please. Then he, you know, whatever left over was there, he just gave to that. Then remaining, you know, left only one glass of water. Without, he was 48 days, you know, fasted. Without drinking that water, he will may die. And he was just going to drink, one chandala came. He told, I am thirsty, I want a glass of water, please. Then that time he was praying to the Lord. Very wonderful prayer. I have written the English translation. He was praying to the Lord. Oh my Lord, I don't pray to... No, he is saying that, I don't pray to the Supreme Personality of Godhead for the 8th perfection of mystic yoga, nor for salvation from repeated birth and death. I want only to stay among all the living entities and suffer all distresses on their behalf, so that they may be freed from suffering. By offering my water to maintain the life of this poor chandal who is struggling to live, I have been freed from all hunger, thirst, distress and lamentation. Actually, he was, you know, thinking that all this, whoever came to me, they are the part and parcel of my, you know, master, my Lord. So they are my brothers. So, you know, like brothers, we can see, you know, like our younger brother, elder brother is hungry. If we have something, we used to parted it. So, in that, no way thinking, he was giving everything for the pleasure of his, like the sons of the Lord. So, you see, the devotees are so tolerant. We can't, you know, in this like conditional stage, by this stage we can't imagine how much, you know, tolerant they are. Actually it is mentioned that this Sadhu Sangha, actually it is the cause of bhakti. We first point we mentioned, we, you know, explain that cause of devotional service is Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, what is that verse, I forgot. Krishna Bhakti Janma Mula Hai Sadhu Sangha. So there are 3 points. Cause of bhakti. This Sadhu Sangha is the cause of bhakti and it is bhakti itself. Sadhu Sangha, we are associating with Sadhu means it is bhakti itself. There are 2 types of lakshana. One is Swarupa lakshana and one is Tatastha lakshana. Just like this microphone. This microphone is made of iron, somewhere. These are Swarupa lakshana. And the Tatastha lakshana is the sound. You know, it is taking the sound. In this way, actually Swarupa lakshana is the main important. Without these things, how we can, you know, this machine can't accept the sound. Important thing is the Swarupa. In this way, the Swarupa lakshana bhakti is Sravana Kirtan. So when one associates with sadhus, automatically he will do Sravana Kirtan. Because sadhus are always doing Sravana Kirtan, nothing else. So it is bhakti itself. Satan prasangan mama birja sambhito bhavanti hritkanna rasayana katha tadjosanad asuapabarga vartmani Sradha, Rakti, Bhakti, Anukramishyati. 3.25.25. Kapila Dev is instructing him. Satang prasangan mama birja sambhita. Satang, the devotees of mine, they always, you know, discussing about my glories, about my qualities. They are always engaged in these things. Bhavanti hritkanna rasayana katha. Whoever will hear these things, his karna, you know, ear will be. His karna, hrut, his heart will be satisfied, fully satisfied. He will not hankering for material things. Tadjosanad asu apavarga vartmani. All the apavargas, it will go away. Sradha, rati, bhakti, anukramis. This sradha, the starting point of devotional service. Then, rati, sradha, rati, so many things. Sradha, sadhu sangha, bhajan kriya. In this way, rati will come. Then, prem. In this way, it will continue up to prem. So, association of the sadhus, you know, itself bhakti. And it is also a result of bhakti. It is the cause of bhakti. It is bhakti and the result of bhakti. How? The devotees who got Krishna, you know, like Dhruva Maharaj, Prachetas, and Bhritasura, Prithu Maharaj, they all prayed the Lord. When Lord came and in front of him, in front of the, you know, like Dhruva Maharaj, all these devotees, they prayed, we want, oh my Lord, I don't want anything. I want the association of your pure devotees. That's I want, nothing else. So this is the result of also bhakti. Very important factor also to remember. Actually there is a very wonderful, you know, like song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So I will just read it because we don't have time to, you know, like taking Mridang Kartal. It is mentioned in Chaitanya Bhagavata. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Gaya, you know, doing Tirtha Yatra, and he met Ishwarpuri there. And then he was mentioning Ishwarpuri, he was, you know, like glorifying Ishwarpuri that Prabhu Bale Gaya Yatra Safala Amar Jata Khyane Dekhile Na Charana Tomar. He was telling that my Gaya Yatra became very successful because I have the darshan of your lotus feet. He is praying to the, telling to the Ishwarapuri. So, there are so many in Bhagavatam, it is also mentioned. Tirtha Yatra will be successful. No, it will give fruit when
will do sadhu sangha there. Actually, going to Tirthayatra means we have to associate with devotees there, not just going there and taking bath in the water. Imagine it is just, you know, taking, like, if you are not doing sadhu sangha and, you know, have gone there some places, then it is no result, no much result you will get. So, it is very important. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is in that, you know, like, purport of this Chaitanya Bhagavata, Bhaktivinoda Thakur from Kalyan, Kalpataru, when Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, he was writing the commentary for these two lines, he was mentioning this song.
Manatume tirthe sadarata ayodhya mathuramaya kasi kanchi avantiya dwarakadi ara ache jata.
That he was telling that mind, oh mind, you are always trying to go to different holy places like Dwaraka, Kasi, you know, so many places.
Tumi chaha brahmi bare esakala bare bare mukti labha karivar tare.
He's saying that, oh mind, you want to traverse all these holy places because you want to liberation from this material pangs, miseries.
Sesakala tava brahma nirarthaka parishrama chitta sthira tirtha nahi kare.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling that it is actually brahma. It is your like misconception. This traveling to holy places is can't, you know, make your mind stable.
Tirthapala sadhu sanga antaranga Sri Krishna bhajana manohara.
He is telling that the result of tirthapala, the result of going to different holy places is sadhu sangha. So samadhi, if you are getting any sadhu, they are pure devotees, you have to associate with him and do Sri Krishna bhajan.
Jatha sadhu tatha tirtha sthira kari nija chitta sadhu sangha kara nirantara.
He is saying, where there is sadhu, that place is tirtha. We just stay there and engage in devotional service. No need for going here and there.
Je tirthe vaishnava nahi se tirtha te nahi jai kila bhajai adura desa.
He is telling, in any tirtha where there is no sadhu, you should not go there. He is telling to the mind.
Jathaya vaishnava gana se istana vrindavana se istane ananda se sa.
He is saying, where there is devotees, that place is non-different from Vrindavan. And you will get much pleasure. You will get transcendental pleasure there. No need to go, you know, travel so much distance.
Krishna bhakti je istane mukti dasi se ikhane salilata thaya mandakini.
He is saying that that place you are doing Krishna bhakti, mukti dasi se istane. Mukti is like dasi. Mukti hi mukutanjali sabhata asma.
Mukti, he is always standing in the doorstep of a devotee. Please accept me, but a devotee is not accepting.
He is always want the devotion.
Salilata thayam,
that place, the salila, the water is like Ganga.
Giri tatha govardhana, bhumi tatha vrindavana, abirbhuta apani ladini.
That place, the giri is Govardhan. And the mountains are like Govardhan. And the bhumi tatha vrindavan, the earth is like Vrindavan, where there is a devotee, pure devotee of Lord.
Vinoda kahi che bhai, brahmiya ki phala pai, vaishnava seva namora brata.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling, oh brother, by going here and there, what result I will get? I will just serve the devotees. So serving devotees, you know, associating with the devotee is the most desirable thing for a person who wants to, you know, like advance in spiritual life. So in this, I am ending here. 5 minutes left. Any comments and questions? Maharaj, please give some comments. Any fault I have done, please.
Excellent.
Any questions and comments? శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం పాఠకి, శిల ప్రభాతకి, అనంతగుడి వైష్ణవ బృందకి నితాయి గౌర ప్రమానందే హరి హరి ఓ.